getting ready for their 65th season. The Timberlake Playhouse, great to have on the line with us, H. Russ Brown, the executive director. And good morning, H.
Good morning. How's it going over there?
Real good. How's it going over there?
It is a beautiful morning at the lake, and we are gearing up for a huge season.
65th anniversary. So what do we got special planned?
Well, one of the things that we're doing this year that we're really excited about is starting this year, every time when we start up the new season, the first show of each season is going to be an all-alumni production, meaning that all the technicians and the actors and the designers have all at one point or another been here at Timberlake and been a part of the production process.
And
so
of course,
it's like welcoming old friends and family back, and it's just been a lot of fun in rehearsals.
So, and the first production is Godspell. Has it been difficult to round these people up?
Oh, no. As soon as we put the word out that we were trying to put together an alumni production, they were pretty much clamoring, throwing their names in the hat. So we had a really great time figuring out who we were going to be bringing in for the right roles. And we're just excited to welcome all these incredibly talented people back.
So who makes that decision? Is it you and Tommy, or who's all involved?
It's primarily our artistic director, Tommy Ranieri. He goes all over the country. He has auditions in Chicago and New York and at various locations around the country, pulling our resident company from university programs around the country, some of the top programs in the country. So he's in charge of that. He puts this team together, and he does a fantastic job of doing it.
So now you're opening up on Friday. Is this something new this year rather than a Thursday?
Yes, we're going to be doing 10 shows per production this year. Last year, we had expanded to 3 weeks per show, and we did only five. But we decided to go back to our six-show format, doing 10 shows per. And so we're going to open, and we'll do a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then we'll do a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday to finish out the run of each show.
Well, let's talk about that first production, Godspell. How are rehearsals going? Have you been able to take a peek and see what they're doing?
I actually have. I've been helping a little bit with the rehearsal process. There's a couple of moments of stage combat in it, and that's one of the things I do. So I've been helping a little bit with the rehearsal process, and I've, of course, been sneaking in the back and listening as these amazing singers have been performing and working on the show. It's just really incredible hearing all these seasoned young professionals who got their start here at Timberlake. The sound is incredible. I can't wait for audiences to experience it.
As you pointed out, it's all alumni, so how far back
right.
are we dating for some of these alumni?
I believe the longest reach back is one of the actors was here in 2013.
That's quite a ways away.
Yeah, so some have been, it's been that long, and one or two of them were just here last summer, so it's a broad range. It's a lot of fun.
It is going to be a great season. Again, we're visiting with H at the Timberlake Playhouse. But let's talk a little bit about that second production, because that's kind of special.
Yes, Les Miserables. Les Miserables, of course, is one of the defining pieces of theatrical work out there, musical theater. It ran on Broadway for decades and decades, and it was here at Timberlake back in 2017 was the last time, or 2014, I believe, was the last time it was here. And then right after that, the production rights were locked down for it. There hasn't been another regional theater doing it since. And we just found out this at the end of this last year that they were opening back up for regional theaters to be producing it, but a very limited run. So we're one of only a small handful of regional theater companies who are being given the rights to do Les Miserables this summer. In fact, Tommy was just mentioning the other day that if you wanted to go to the next closest theater to see Les Mis this summer, you were going to have to go all the way to Kentucky.
So that'll run June 12th through the 28th. Again, just
correct.
Real quick, let's go through the rest of the lineup, because it's quite a lineup.
I do want to throw in real quick, though,
yeah.
Les Miserables, the guy who's coming in to, we have an amazing cast, but the guy who's coming in to play Jean Valjean played him for a long time on Broadway.
Okay, yeah. When I had Tommy in, he was talking about that, so that's quite a coup
yeah.
to get him to come in.
Oh, we're thrilled.
So Cabaret will be the third production. I think folks are going to like that.
Oh, that's right. That's a classic. We've got some, I've seen little sneak peeks of what the designers have in mind. It is going to be a visual treat as well as just a great entertaining evening.
And coming up, Shrek the Musical, that might be one for the entire family.
Everybody's going to love that. There's something in there for the kids. They all know and love Shrek. There's plenty in there in the humor and the fun for adults as well. So everybody can come to this one and have a great time.
Again, we're visiting with H, the executive director up at the Timberlake Playhouse. The final two, Hands on a Hard Body, and then you close out. I think this is the second year you have something along these lines, the Andy Brose Show.
That's right, our new works commission. We started last year. We had an amazing production of Glue, and this year's production is called The Mermaids. And it is primarily written and conceived by a gentleman named Billy Reese, who has done a lot of off-Broadway and other shows where he's written the music and the lyrics and the book things. It's really exciting. The New Works Commission is about creating something that's never been seen before that is relatable to the people of our region. And so we're really excited about this second year. We had such a success last year, and we're really pumped about what we're going to be doing with this year's The Mermaids.
So again, the opening production, Godspell, Friday, May 29th. When does the box office open?
The box office is open and raring to go. We are ready for the people to call in and get their tickets. We've got great traditional subscription packages. We've got great deals on our Flex Pass and group rates. If you want to bring a group of 10 or more, we've got amazing discounts for that as well. And if people want to come early, we've got our Beer Garden Grill. They can come out. They can have a burger. They can have panini, have dinner, and then see the show. And it's going to be an incredible summer here, and we are buzzing with excitement.
And I guess the best thing to do is visit your website, TimberlakePlayhouse.org. They can get a lot of information that way, and I would imagine get their tickets as well.
That's right, TimberlakePlayhouse.org. You certainly can. Right. Or you can call our box office at 815-244-2035.
Really appreciate your time. I know how busy you are getting ready for this season.
So it's a lot.
We do really appreciate your time. Looking forward to seeing you over the summer.
Yes, please. Everybody, come on out. We're going to have a good time. I guarantee you're going to leave a little lighter than when you came in and with a big smile on your face.
H. Russ Brown, Executive Director at the Timberlake Playhouse. Again, sir, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. We always appreciate you guys at KROS.